Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society in Londinium. I'm Gaius. Germanicus is here. We're in Londinium. And we're speaking live to the 21st century from the first century AD, which is really cool. We've got our problems, you've got yours, but we can gap 2,000 years and talk about yours, and you have to just read about ours in the history books. Now, Germanicus has other thoughts about living in the first century, but right now, this viewpoint we have, it's like Einstein microlensing. We're hitting a star and being propelled 2,000 years from now. It's harder for us to see next year than it is to see 2025. And I bring up in 2025, the Americans, those who remember, are noting the 50th anniversary since the retreat from Saigon. The reason I mention that is because Germanicus and Gaius watched this happen when we were much younger men. And the question, the open question for the evening, Germanicus has thoughts on this, is Ukraine headed the way of Vietnam? Nobody remembers it. Nobody talks about it. There's a big feature in Science magazine about the effects of Agent Orange. Well, gee, there are other things to say. That was certainly a tragedy. Asking, is it an eco-apocalypse? Is it an eco-side? In other words, are we going to indict the Johnson and Nixon administration for vouchsafing Agent Orange? That's the only question science is asking. Instead, there are many thoughts about how you maintain an empire, and we'll touch on some of them. We're going to begin, however, not in Vietnam in 1975, in the retreat from Saigon, the emergency retreat with Gerald Ford and Henry Kissinger and Brent Scowcroft and the seniors who guided us sitting there watching the real-time television picture of the evacuation. No, we're going to begin instead in 2025 with Vladimir Putin, who asks a question through Reuters that is significant, especially because we observe it from the point of view of having once had a magnificent emperor in Augustus, and we now have what you'd have to say is a run-of-the-mill failure in Domitian. Succession is a challenge. It was in the first century AD. For Rome, as great as our empire is, it's a challenge. It's going to be a challenge for Russia. There will be violence, guaranteed. Because when you move from an autocracy or a monarchy, fill in the blank, there's violence to clean out like a filter, who's strong and who's not. But Germanicus's thoughts about it appears that Vladimir Putin is on the eve of victory of some sort in Ukraine. Two questions, Germanicus. Will we not remember Ukraine in 50 years the way we don't remember Vietnam? And succession, the violence that we anticipate in Russia, is that a built-in formula or can it be avoided? Two questions for you, Germanicus. A very good evening to you in Londinium. The Thames is momentarily quiet. We're awaiting your thoughts. Good evening.
Good evening, Gaius. Let me begin with the first question regarding the manner of one's exit from a lost war. And America has lost several wars. And of course, of all the great defeats in history, we can look back on them as well, because the memory of a defeat is most always intimately bound up with and entangled in the final manner of departure, even if that departure is a ritual departure. So in Vietnam, just as in Kabul a few years ago, there was no U.S. military of any significance left. It was simply the embassy. And we retreated from Vietnam in the embassy. It was the embassy personnel and other personnel who were non-military that we had to evacuate, as well as several hundred thousand Vietnamese. And the same was true in Afghanistan. But we remember those as terrible defeats because the ritual of withdrawal from the embassy was in each case a debacle. And it's not something that we wish to remember. And in fact, our desire to forget is so great that a mere 50 years after, it's opaque to us. Vietnam, Saigon, it's not even called Saigon. What is Saigon? You mean Ho Chi Minh City, don't you? This is a very difficult issue because you can't always control the symbolic ephemera, the symbolic procession of retreat that sort of ties up a defeat. And in the case of other nations, even a humiliating defeat at least has some great occasion attached to it, like the French defeat in 1870. You had two armies lost within weeks, and then the siege of Paris, and Paris fell. I mean, you can't ask for any more earth-shaking cosmic events to attend a defeat. And the problem with a defeat that's perceived everywhere as a great defeat, and yet which is in substantive terms a ritual defeat, is really hard to swallow. And Richard Nixon had worked so hard to get the U.S. to a point where it could have what he called peace with honor, but which was, in strategic terms, we're out of here before the, you know, SHTF, I guess is the correct semi-acronym. And it hadn't hit the fan when we got all our troops out and had full Vietnamization. Saigon didn't fall for another couple of years. And so we were saddled with an extra defeat that we felt we didn't deserve. And so every effort has been made in recent years to just put it down the memory hole. And you can see this very clearly shortly after the end of the Vietnam War into the Reagan 80s when the U.S. seemed triumphant. We're back again. In the sense that Vietnam veterans were ignored. And that's why they started that great motorcycle pilgrimage each year to Washington in order to try and get Americans to at least remember them. But we didn't want to remember them because they reminded us of our guilt and responsibility. And they also reminded us how we had let them down. In Afghanistan, we're seeing some of the same things 4 or 5 years after our departure from that ill-fated country. And so let's look at Ukraine in terms of it's not a briar patch. It's sort of it is a thicket, though, where you've tried to get out of a war without looking as though you've been defeated, and then suddenly some great ritual moment of humiliation and shame emerges, which creates, again, using another cliche, an albatross around your neck. And I think that is what, at some point very soon, when it becomes clear to everyone that this war is going to end in Russia's favor, that we'll have to try and get whatever stuff we have there out. And we don't have a lot of stuff in Ukraine, but we'll have to get all those hundreds of American contractors and advisors out. Because, you know, the United States has already lost scores, maybe several hundred of its own military personnel in Ukraine. And we've been very careful to cover that up. But the last thing we want is to look like here we are, the benevolent comrades upholding Ukraine as it collapses. That isn't going to go down well. So I think The memory of Vietnam is there, but it's there as some terrible totem that we have to avoid at all costs from happening again.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.